A week after U.S. forces seized control of Baghdad, the Iraqi capital is still without electrical power and telephone service. General Tommy Franks, the commander of the Iraqi invasion, visited Baghdad yesterday. He said looting and lawlessness are subsiding, but the city remains tense and security is a primary concern. In Basra, a major city in the south, the security situation is said to be considerably better. NPR's Michael Sullivan is in Basra, so it's quiet and peaceful there.
Quiet and peaceful might be pushing it a bit, Bob, but it's definitely a much more secure environment than it is in Baghdad. The people here and the military both say that things are slowly getting better day by day security-wise. There's a lot less looting going on here, although there was much less looting occurring here than there was in Baghdad, for example. But there's less of that going on during the day. But the people here are still afraid to leave their houses at night because there are elements of Saddam's forces that are still out there, some irregulars who simply shed their uniforms, and they're still around, and they're still causing some trouble at night, and there's still some looting at night.
What's the biggest problem in Basra?
The biggest problem, without a doubt, is water. There's food here. There's plenty of food, although it's too expensive for most people to buy. But there's medicine in the hospitals, but water there is just not enough of. There wasn't very much clean water here to begin with. Only about a half of the homes in the city of about a million people had piped water to begin with. The rest was trucked in by Saddam's regime, and in fact many people here say that Saddam used it as a weapon. At any rate, neither the piped water nor the trucked water is here anymore. So most people are relying on water that's tanked in from neighboring Kuwait by the U.S. and British forces and by some NGOs. I saw some UNICEF water trucks distributing water today in one neighborhood, and it was just pandemonium. People were just racing for the trucks, and they were using whatever water containers they had, the 5-gallon jugs of gasoline jugs or just 1-gallon jugs, you know, milk cans, whatever.
Any sign of members of the former regime?
No, but there seem to be a lot of people that are eager to try to tell the British military, which is controlling the city, about where they think some of Saddam's people are hiding. I was at one place today where the military was interviewing several people who said they knew where several senior Ba'athist party members were hiding, and they would be more than happy to show the British Army where those people were. But of course you have to take this with a grain of salt, because I think there's probably a lot of old score settling going on here, if you will. I think that a lot of people don't like some other people here, and the easiest way to get rid of one of your enemies is to rat them out as a Ba'athist or one of Saddam's fedayeen or some other irregular. So I think the security forces here, the British, are being a little careful about some of these claims. They're checking them out very carefully, but so far nobody major has surfaced.
The British had a terrible time getting control of Basra, so I'm surprised to hear it's so mellow now.
Yeah, and all that talk of a popular uprising in Basra, you remember that at the beginning of the war? According to the people I've spoken with here, that didn't really happen. People went about their work while Saddam's forces were here, and nothing really happened until they faded away.
NPR's Michael Sullivan in Basra in southern Iraq.